Okay, moving on in the fifth parak of Maseches Bavasur, we are up to Parakei Mishnah Beis. Hamachar es hachamar, if a person sells a donkey, lo machar kelev, the kelim of that donkey are not included. Nachem amad yomer, machar kelev, that the kelim are included. Rabbi Yudom, rapam mechurin, parmein mechurin. Sometimes they are, and sometimes they're not included. Ketzad, how do we determine what's what? Hoya chamar lefan of a kelev alav, if the chamar is right there, and it's got its kelim on it, vamelo mechor li chamor chazeh, and he points to the donkey and says, sell me this donkey. Hare kelev mechurin. So he's obviously pointing to a donkey that has all the kelim on it, and therefore the kelim are included. Chamar chuhu in kelim churin. But if you say chamar chuhu, so it's like saying, oh, is this your chamar? I'd like to buy a chamar. So then we don't assume that the kelim are necessarily included in the sale. Mishnah Gimel. Hamochras hachamar mochras hasiach. If a person sells a donkey, it includes the baby of that donkey, the child of that donkey. So the Gemara explains, the Bartanur points out, that the case is that you said chamar menika ni mochalach. I'm selling you a nursing donkey. So why would you need to know that it's a nursing donkey? You don't drink donkey milk, so it must be that you're selling the baby along with the donkey. Machras apart, if you sell a cow, lo machras b'na, then we do not assume that you're selling the child, because when you say I'm selling you a milking cow, we assume you probably want to drink the milk, not that you want it to have to be able to feed a baby. Machar ashba, machar zivla. If you sell an ashba, a dumpster, so then the zevel, the manure that's in that dumpster is included. Machar bar, machar mema. If you sell a bar, the water of that bar is included. Machar kaveres, machar dvarim. If you sell a beehive, the bees are included. Machar shovach, machar yonim. You sell a dove coat, the doves are included. Halakech peros shovach mechavero, mafriach brecha rishona. If you buy the peros of a shovach from someone else, so the lokeach leaves the first grouping of birds for the mocher, in order to be with the mother, so that it will produce more birds for the future. So that the lokeach keeps peros kaveres. If you're selling the peros of a kaveres, notos shloshu nechilin umesares. So you take three nechilin of bees, meaning that if you're selling a beehive, so you take the first three swarms of bees that leave the beehive, and after that you take every other swarm, but you have to leave the rest for the seller. So the seller will have enough bees to be able to get by, so that the beehive will be able to exist. Chalos tavash, if you sell the honeycombs, maniach shtei chalos, then you have to leave two combs behind. Zeisim lakots, if someone buys the branches of an olive tree to cut it down for olive wood, but not because he wants olives, maniach shtei grofios, he has to leave two branches for the seller, because only branches, you're only selling branches, you're not selling the tree. So you have to make sure that the tree still exists. So that's what this mission is about, situations where the seller wants to still have something left for himself. So we just defined what's considered something left for himself. So to review, in Mishnah Beis, we said when you sell a donkey, the gear on the donkey is not included, but Nachi Hamadi says the gear on the donkey is included, and Rabbi Yehuda says, sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depends if you said Chamar Zeh and there was a donkey with its kelim on it, or you said Chamar Chahu, where it would not include the kelim. So those are the three basic opinions. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that when you sell a donkey, you are selling the baby along with it. When you sell a cow, you are not selling the baby along with it. When you sell a pile of manure, you're selling the manure also. When you're selling a bar, you're selling the water. When you're selling a beehive, you're selling the bees. When you're selling a dovecote, you're selling the birds in the dovecote. And if you buy the peros of a dovecote, but not the dovecote itself, so then you have to leave the brecha rishona for the seller. If you're buying the peros of a beehive, then you take the first three swarms of bees, but then you only take every other swarm and you leave the rest. And if you're selling, if you're buying the honeycombs of the beehive, you have to leave two honeycombs for the seller. And if you're buying olive wood to cut, but not the tree itself, you have to leave two branches for the seller to keep for himself. As next time, we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Dalet.